You seen her yet? Trigger asked Lefty as they leaned against the wall and watched the politicians entering the large room being used that morning as a meeting place.
No,
Lefty said without elaborating. He knew who his friend was talking about. Kinley Taylor. She was the assistant to Walter Brown, the assistant secretary for Insular and International Affairs. As part of their job, the Delta Force team was sometimes sent overseas to protect important political and military figures. They'd even been sent to the last Olympic Games to help make sure the American athletes were safe. Babysitting political figures wasn't their favorite assignment, but Lefty was more than happy to be in Paris, France today. There was a large gathering of officials from around the world. Lefty wasn't exactly sure what they were discussing, and honestly, he didn't really care. He wasn't a political man, which some people might think was odd, considering the President of the United States could ultimately decide his fate, but he simply didn't care. Whatever job he was assigned, he did the best he could. Period. But this mission felt different. He was antsy and fidgety, and for the second morning in a row, he was hyper-alert. And it wasn't because of any danger the man they were tasked to protect, Jonathan Winkler, the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture, might be in.
Maybe she didn't come with Brown this time.
She came,
Lefty replied. He knew Brown wouldn't go anywhere without Kinley. Even though Lefty had only been around her for a few days all those months ago when they'd met in Africa, he knew she was vitally important to the politician. She was smart and organized. She did what Brown asked her to without complaint and without hesitation. Even if that meant putting herself in danger, as it had back in Africa. Brown had insisted he didn't like the coffee at the government building where he was attending meetings, and had sent Kinley back to the cafe at their hotel to get him another. At the time, however, there'd been a protest forming, and Kinley had found herself right in the middle of it. Luckily, Lefty had seen her slip out of the building. He'd followed her and prevented her from being harassed and abused at the hands of the revved-up natives. Lefty knew from talking to Kinley that she frequently went above and beyond for her boss. She never questioned Brown when he asked her to do things that might be outside the realm of her job duties. Because of that, Lefty was fairly sure Brown would take Kinley with him everywhere he went. Also, at the moment, the hair on the back of his neck was standing straight up, a reaction he'd had around her back in Africa, too. It was as if his body knew she was close and acted accordingly.
You took guard duty last night, Trigger said. I've already talked to Grover and Doc. They're ready to take over for us while the meetings are in session, so you can concentrate on finding and talking to her, rather than worrying about protecting Winkler.
Lefty looked over at his friend in surprise. He'd thought he'd done a pretty good job in hiding how much he wanted to talk to Kinley. How much he wanted, no, needed, to find out why she hadn't kept in contact with him after Africa. He'd thought they'd connected, and when she hadn't answered any of his emails or texts, he'd been disappointed. He had the best friends anyone could ask for. He'd known some Deltas who didn't really get along with their teammates. Luckily, Lefty knew he could count on Trigger, Brain, Oz, Lucky, Doc, and Grover for anything, no matter what time of day, no matter what it was. They'd worked together so long, they could almost read each other's minds as well, which was both a blessing and a pain in the ass.
Come on, Trigger said with a chuckle. You think it's not obvious that you're chomping at the bit to pull her aside and talk to her?
Lefty's lips quirked upward.
I am, you're right. But I won't put the mission in jeopardy to do so.
Trigger shook his head.
You know that none of us would either. We might not like bodyguard duty, but that doesn't mean we're not going to give it 100%.
Lefty nodded. He did know that.
I'd appreciate it. I think she's avoiding me, honestly.